Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories I've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. In today's episode, we're celebrating Corey's birthday. It is pandemonium on set as we help Corey ring in 51. To watch the visual version of the podcast a week before it's on iTunes and SoundCloud, download the full screen app and enjoy. And if you are an eligible AT&T wireless customer, you can stream me and my friends again and again because they're giving it to you for a year at no extra cost. Just go to fullscreen.com/ATT for more details. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Good morning, Corey.
I was like, why are you not saying anything? You were holding the longest breath.
That's me.
You can
hold
breath.
What's the longest breath you can hold? Do you think that you have...
A minute?
A minute.
Yeah.
You're outrageous.
What if I did it right now and passed out on the podcast?
Okay. Should I set up a timer?
Live. Me passing out.
You know what? Me and my friends in high school used to pass out for fun. I told you.
You would do that thing where you would like suck in and go...
Yeah. Like make, and once...
That's... You know I hate stuff like that.
Just so you know, you can die from that, so don't do it if you're watching at home, if you're listening.
I hate stuff like that. I hate that vine of the girl who slams on the brakes and makes the other girl choke on her spoon.
I like that.
That's all dangerous.
How literally hypocritical, because you do that shit to me.
I would never make you choke on something, but I might give you a subtle boo.
No,
and hide behind your door.
I thought you were... No.
A subtle boo.
A subtle choke?
What?
That's what you just said. Any whosicles? No. What were we? How do we get to that?
Breath holding.
Yeah. So underwater.
Yeah.
Did you practice for the race?
No. Breath holding?
I thought we were going to.
You were like, how's the longest you can stay underwater?
Yeah, because you had to go underwater for a minute.
I don't think
as
you've
a
watched
man.
The race.
I didn't. I really did. No, I don't think I can hold my breath for long.
Wow.
Which scares me because when I go
your
to
new
space,
Twitter bio.
No, I don't think
can't
I can
hold my breath very long.
No, I just kind of get like out of breath easily.
Oh.
When I go to
winded.
The gym,
you're
when
like,
I go to the gym, it's an uphill walk, and I'm like, by the time I get to the gym, I'm like, well,
turn it around.
Yeah, I'm done.
You've already worked out.
So a minute.
Yeah, maybe. I used to
is
be
that
able
underwater
to
underwater or like standing.
Underwater is always better. I
well,
used
yeah,
to be able to swim
no
the length of my dad's pool 3 times underwater.
Wow.
Yeah. Lung capacity.
Wow.
Anyone looking for like someone
a
with
hot lung.
Strong lungs?
Now, are your lungs...
Are they what?
Nothing, never mind.
They're beautiful.
How do you know that?
The youngest lungs.
Have you ever seen the videos of like a lung inflating and deflating?
Yeah, mine looks so good.
How do you know?
I just know.
This is your lung.
I'm in tune with my body.
When you smoke.
That's a dirty lung.
Tar lung. I hate tar lung. That's all.
A girl I went to high school with has a very similar name to that, so I thought
tar lungs.
So
I think that's a Pokemon.
So
Licky tongue is what I'm thinking.
Her, yeah.
Do you have Licky tongue?
I do.
Yeah, me too.
I'm over 200 Pokemon now.
Oh, we need to do a Pokemon update. Well, I guess we should talk about what's going on.
Yeah,
here.
I mean,
Corey,
it's been three whole minutes, and you haven't even set the scene.
You set the scene.
Well, I'm surrounded by stuff.
Oh.
Balloons.
It's just garbage.
Cake.
You're surrounded by garbage.
I see a crown over there. Who's that for?
This is for me.
Oh.
So that you can read happy birthday the whole time
got
you're looking
it.
At
got
me.
Got it.
It's like
wow.
It's a note to you.
Wow.
Do you
want to
put it on?
Is it my size? I have a big head.
You're
a hard
telling me.
Head.
You don't got to tell me you've got a big head.
Does it
That's
fit?
Actually, it's cute.
And?
So it's for the people who can't see. There's like a fluff moment.
Do my bangs look windswept like a Disney prince?
She bangs, yes. I would say she does bang. I don't like that on the sides.
I'm sorry, should I like... I just got a fade.
Yeah, I was going to say. There's
so
like
there's no hair.
Little
yeah.
things on the side. And it's supposed to kind of secure itself in
yeah.
people's hair, but you really have no hair.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, why are all the, why is all the decor?
So it's Corey's 51st birthday.
Oh, you shouldn't have.
So we have some balloons in the house. Katy Perry sitting on your shoulder right now. And a happy birthday message from God. Katy herself.
Oh, my God. She says happy birthday.
It's not an actual
in
message from her.
Form.
And then this cake. What's on top of the cake?
Katy Perry from iconic California Girls video.
Yeah. We'll light it later.
And she's sitting right over my shoulder, too.
Holding a what? A Faygo?
No. I don't even know what that is.
Looks like a...
I hope it's
alcohol. Did you ever drink
alcohol.
Ruby Red Squirt?
Of course.
It was like why I was fat when I was in fourth grade. Like, I would chug 2 liters of Ruby Red
Squirt.
I'm surprised
your family let you have Ruby Red Squirt.
Oh, yes. Well,
you told me a lot about those, like, the, you always said, what was the brand of stuff you had, like the toothpaste?
Shackley.
Yeah. Did you have Shatley Squirt?
Shackley.
Oh, Shackley.
Shackley.
Did they have
Shackley? It was one of those things. It was a pyramid scheme, if you will, of like you have to sell it to your friends and or family.
Okay.
And then you make a dollar for every.
Was there,
you
like,
know,
Shackley
whatever.
Peanut butter?
There was Shackley everything, and everything tasted like sand. Everything. I don't want Shackley to sue us. They might already be out of business.
I don't even. I've never. I'm like.
We would have to take Shackley vitamins every morning. Shackley fish oil.
How do you spell
Shackley?
It? With L-E-E?
And my mom would take Shackley protein for her workouts, and I would have to brush my teeth with Shackley toothpaste.
That's
and it,
not how I would have
it was literally
Shackley,
like
but...
goopy glue sand. And like if there was a reason I had cavities
was it
when
like
I was little,
sand,
it's because of that.
Was it like that sand that kids get now, that like Miracle Birthday sand? Do you know what that is? It's like...
Oh, it
I love
it just strips
that.
And it like water.
It's like real sand.
It's like a real plasma.
Maybe you play with it underwater. I don't know. I got it for one of my nieces for
isn't
their birthday.
Isn't it calming?
It calms me. Yeah. Unlike your talk of these Shackley
You know what
products.
I would like for our table? Is, you know those...
TV trays.
You're so close. Sand, but like you have a rake.
Oh, yeah. Like a calming zen
garden. A garden. A zen garden.
I never thought... I thought, who
you know
wants
what? Actually,
to rake
that's
a little
gonna brick
pile
and bracket
of
all
sand?
Up.
Who wants to just push sand back and forth?
I guess just
were
me.
You more into, were you more into those balls that would go...
Travis and I had that in our room. Yeah. It was underneath his lesbian poster. We had the, you know, those...
Where that's like the five balls? And it goes...
Yeah.
Wow.
You,
would you
say,
ever like drop both
sometimes
sides?
We got crazy.
Yeah, yeah. At the same time.
So we had
wild.
That. We had that like...
Oh, the thing you can't hold, but
yeah.
You drop a lot?
Fun. Travis and I really,
wow.
We would we
your
would
guys
invest.
House, I mean, I'm sad I wasn't friends with you
should
when
we
I
call
was
Travis
a kid.
And ask him about the ball thing?
I mean, the last time we called Travis, he gave medical advice and talked about corduroys being made out of umbilical cords. So
you're
I
saying we should call him? Should we call him just to tell him that it's your birthday?
It's my birthday. And I think Travis already had his birthday this year.
Yeah, February. How'd you know?
And what's on the calendar?
Oh.
All
I
of your family
him.
Members' birthdays are on my calendar.
Yeah, I saw it was just Jana's birthday and I didn't call her. So, Jana, if you're watching, happy birthday.
No, where's my...
Oh, happy birthday to you.
Thank you. Oh, my God.
So what are you going to do for your birthday this
well,
year?
I'm in the Philippines right now.
Oh, when this airs.
Yeah.
I was like, emotionally? Because, bitch, you're here with me.
I'm in the Philippines. Oh. I'm going to the Philippines for my birthday.
Okay, fun.
And I'm just going to have a beach moment. I ordered a new bathing suit.
What color?
So here's the thing.
Do you remember when we would always get Aussie bum bathing suits?
I think that was one time, maybe.
It was one time for
I'm
spring
rolling
break.
Up my sleeves.
It was Cancun.
I'm letting loose on my birthday.
What? I support. It was Cancun.
We did that one time.
I remember buying my Aussie bum with Adam.
Yeah.
And Adam goes, you can't get that one because it doesn't coordinate. I was like, this is why we're going to break up.
That's why I would never want a boyfriend who did that. I went on a date with somebody and they reminded me
who?
Of Adam. And then the whole time I was thinking that they would be good for you. I'm not going to name names.
They're not watching.
We talked about the podcast. He
who
was
is
like,
he?
So there's this app. It's for dates.
Scruff?
Not for dick.
Raya?
No, and it like it finds
Bumble.
It finds you matches based on friends that you have in common on Facebook. Mm. So it's like if you have a friend,
I
of
actually
a friend.
Like that.
So
because I feel like they're less inclined to just be an asshole.
But then the trouble is,
what's the trouble?
The trouble is then
it,
the person can like so then you see the mutual friend in common and then you set up the date and then they can text that person and be like, give me all the deets on Corey.
Well, girl, are you not on Tinder? On Tinder, it says who you have friends in common. And I can be like, I saw Steven was a friend in common. And I was like,
Tinder
I wanted to be like, Steven,
me
what's
nuts
what's
because
the scoop?
People like match people on Tinder
and then
no
nobody
one
talks.
Says anything.
Yeah.
I'm like, what are you doing?
Well, I just.
But on this app, well, the person reached out to our mutual.
What's this app?
I don't know.
I need to know.
I'll link you afterward.
Okay.
It's in my phone.
Okay. Speaking of apps on your phone, Pokemon Go update. Best Pokemon you've gotten since the last time we talked.
Oh, my God. I've gotten so many.
Okay, that doesn't answer the question.
I'm at, like, 205.
I'm at, like, one. I only have,
that
like,
sounds...
I only have, like, 10 left of the original 150. And that includes, like, regional and like.
My favorite new one is that new big guy that I keep sending you pictures of.
And I just sent you a picture on the way
like
here.
It's like a Tyrannosaur.
So I have enough to get the second evolution of that.
Well, so do I. But I was waiting until I had a wonder.
Okay. I just got a really strong Snorlax.
And
the,
I got that
egg.
Tree.
You got the tree?
And
I just got my Cleffa, which I'm happy about.
I'm about to evolve my Togepi. Well, probably by the time this episode airs.
I'm very far. Oh, there's a Pokestop literally in the studio. God. Did you know that? Wow. And there's four Pokemon here. Okay, sorry, I'll do that later.
Yeah.
Wow.
Are you going to eat any of this birthday cake?
We'll get into it.
What flavor do you think it is?
Nilla. I guess we could. Did
it
you
does.
Move that?
I didn't move it.
I thought that.
Katie adjusted. Maybe I was back there.
It looks
there.
Like Nilla.
Maybe it was like a shared cake with Katie and Sarah Bareilles.
I don't know.
What are we talking about today?
What should we talk about? We have a whole list, but I guess we could just chat and chat and chat.
Are you jealous that I'm going to the Philippines without you?
I'm not.
It's a trip we won on The Amazing Race.
Yeah, so where's my ticket?
Well, you're taking a trip by yourself.
Where am I going?
We're doing one together.
Where am I going?
You're going to St. Thomas, supposedly.
With who? Maybe I should take my dad. He's bugging. Dad, if you're listening...
Don't put that out in the world.
You're
unless
bugging.
You want it.
Like, no, I don't. Actually.
Are you gonna get wild and St. Thomas with him?
I think you're like wet and wild. And I go.
No, just regular wild. Just wild. I feel like the two of you are like sitting around. Being
he's
like,
well, you know him.
Yeah. Like drinking Corona Lights.
No, what's his beer of
and
choice?
Being like, hell yeah.
No, he has a beer of choice. What is it?
Your dad?
Yeah.
I know your mom likes a Bud Light.
Yeah. Well, but my dad's like. Oh, what is
he
it?
He likes Coors Light.
No, he likes something very...
PBR?
No.
Miller Light?
No, keep going. Low quality. You're in the right realm.
Bush Light?
No, not a little up quality.
Red Dog?
You're... How do you know so many B-side
Zima?
Beers? Who is she?
A B-side beer.
Zima, that's what you get if you go to that one country. If you're pregnant.
That's what my dad called to say when I told him I was going to the Philippines for my birthday. He was like, watch out for Zima.
You gotta.
I said, I'm pretty sure they vaccinated.
Can't you get Zima everywhere? You
I said,
can get
they
Zima here.
Vaccinated us for everything when we went on the race. And he was like, oh, those are those still good? I said, tetanus shot lasts for 10 years.
Honestly, it's a chapter in the book if you get it, so. Oh. Is Zima deadly?
I was like, I read your book and you didn't write about Zima in your book.
I might get it.
You're talking about my book.
Your book.
Yeah, okay.
So did you watch the Oscars? Did you care?
I did, and I actually thought it was like the best show that they've done in a long time.
How'd you
I
feel
usually
about,
think they're
how'd you
very
about Justin opening
boring, it? And I think it's so boring and slow, and it's just dumb, and it's like, no offense.
You thought Justin opening it was boring?
No. That's
in general,
the show in general.
So Justin
like
opening
some,
it?
Some categories are a little less exciting
Justin
than the
opening
others.
It? Did you care?
I saw people being like, Bruno Mars is LOLing at him, trying to say that Justin's trying to be Bruno Mars, but I'm like, is he?
Well.
Wasn't he around first?
They're definitely in the same world.
Wow. I agree. Isn't there room to share?
I only... did you see Trolls 2 got a... Trolls got a sequel?
Listen.
Coming in 2020.
Our friend Sarah...
We're all gonna be dead.
Our friend Sarah, who you know, was... We were trying to have a movie night. We ordered dinner. We were drinking wine. We were trying to have a movie night the other day. And she was really pushing Trolls. She was like, I loved it.
Have you seen Get Out?
I did. I saw it yesterday.
I need to see it. Is it good?
So.
You hated it.
No, I didn't hate it.
Because you're racist.
Yes, exactly. Got it. I loved it. But I was just like 100 on Rotten Tomatoes, sis. Mm. Maybe not quite worth it. Mm. But it was good. I
so
thought
we got
Allison
a hater at the table.
Williams was like, I'm going to spoil
who is
things.
That?
The girl from Girls.
That's Lena Dunham.
Marnie.
Lena Dunham's in it.
Does my crown still look good? I'm like, I'm
you're crowning.
Conscious.
I would call it, you went from crowning to crowning. One birthday one to birthday
wow.
51.
I think you should always celebrate crowning, your day of crowning with a crown.
Yeah. Should we call your mom and say congrats on having you?
She's working.
You don't
like,
want to call anybody.
It's like 2:14.
Did you like the Chain to the Rhythm video?
Are we going to have to like boom her in?
Boom.
With like a boom mic?
No.
I loved the Chain to the Rhythm video.
There's an
Did you learn the dance and you're going to recreate and perform it for me?
No.
Why?
Because I didn't.
Dance.
I don't know. Is there a dance in it?
Yeah. It's like.
There's a treadmill. Or there's a circular
she drinks fire
wheel.
Water. Ether? I don't know. So you're excited about Trolls 2 is what you were saying.
I'm only excited if they give me a voice.
I saw you said that you wanted to talk about the Cure for Wellness movie. Did you
it
see it?
It was terrible.
Oh.
There's no movie that I hated more this week.
Wow. When did you see it?
I don't know. maybe a month ago. Then
who'd you see today? It with?
It was me and Brett and, like, I don't know.
That's why
the whole crew went.
That's why I do not go to movies with people, because I don't need people making me feel guilty if the movie wasn't up to their standards.
It was beautifully shot, and I'll give it that. But, like, the whole plot, I was like, literally, this is not good.
When you posted that you wanted to talk about it, I had to watch the trailer, because I was like, is that movie I'm thinking it is?
Like, by the end, it was just grotesque.
Do you think it was too... Well, you're like an easy scare.
Easy scare? No, it was not scary. It was just kind of like gross.
Do you think you are easily scared?
No, I was gonna say,
do you
I
think
don't.
You like missed the plot point and like you just
I
didn't
never
understand
missed anything.
And you like
no.
couldn't comprehend it?
I'm very
it?
Smart and intelligent.
Wow.
Speaking of smart and intelligent.
Yeah. Me?
Thank you. No.
What do you want to know?
I was going to say...
An exclusive interview with
I
me
I
want to
know what you think...
Birthday.
No, that's not what we're doing. I want to know what you think about Gaga taking Beyonce's spot. But this is a touchy subject.
She did the same thing with that movie remake.
Oh, Star Is Born. Oh, yeah.
I was going to say true. The Sound of Music.
Come on, Scraps.
what is
eating
that?
Eating Scraps. Hey, somebody's leftovers.
Oh. I was like, is that what they call... What's the movie again?
Star Is Born.
Is that what they
it's
call
not
the
like
biz?
The, no.
Star Is Born. Scraps.
No. So Coachella's got drama because they say that the owner donated to bad gay things.
Listen, I mean, I saw people tweeting that at you, and I, like, took the 3 seconds that it took to Google find
it.
Out.
And
I'm just
like... So, but I don't know.
But I saw that they donated to a lot of Republican candidates. So maybe, like,
that is, well, that,
it translates a little, but...
That is
like,
the case.
Yeah.
And same with, like, places like Urban Outfitters, and same with places... Like, a lot of places are going
right.
to use their money and...
So you're going to Coachella.
I don't... Well, I was invited with a brand.
Yeah.
And part of me is like, well, if people are going to be, like, shady about somebody performing there and act like that means that they support blah, blah, blah. It's not like I paid money for a ticket. You know what I mean? It's like...
Oh, true. So you're saying you got to go for free.
If I were to
so
go for
free... So it's not like your money's going directly into the pocket.
But also, regardless... It's sold out.
Irregardless.
No, regardless. It's the whole Coachella is sold out.
Did
so,
people
like,
get
the
their money back?
Gonna be
Did the like
happening.
Beyonce people get their money back?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I just am like kind of like, okay, well, if I go with an intention of, I'm like, I probably won't go. But if I did,
yeah.
I would be conscious that that's the grand scheme of the narrative of Coachella. And I would be conscious to like make content that's LGBTQ plus about Coachella.
You should just start your own music festival.
Should I?
Yeah, it'll be like Herdwell, the Herdwell Hoedown.
You just made me like swallow in the weirdest. I just imagine
that
Connor
was,
doing the Hoedown.
Connor?
Connor, because he's a Herdwell boy.
Oh.
I hate what just happened to my throat. I'm so embarrassed.
Yeah, you should be. That's the last thing I wanted on my birthday was for you to burp on my birthday.
You know I can't hold my breath.
Wow.
So I listened to your Kelly Clarkson playlist on Spotify.
Yes, thank you.
At the gym, and it's half good.
Why?
You really added
I
some songs
some of the
that are
slow
not.
Songs?
Yeah, it was like not.
You love
ready.
That. Why you wanna bring me down?
That is a bop.
You, I picture
no,
you like running on a treadmill to that.
No, the last song of my run was
this a slow one. I understand they have like slow
never
moments.
Again.
Okay.
Oh, and oh my god, it's a fucking bop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it didn't do that well.
Did you listen to the Daya album?
I actually did. So
it's pretty good.
Now that I live in San Francisco, a lot of commuting as opposed to driving. So now I like consciously think, what do I want to listen to today while I'm like bussing or taking
the
meeting around
the
city?
That's how I am with my gym because I'm like, okay, well, I need a new album because
yeah.
I'm so sick of everything.
I just listened. I re-listened to the
Maren
Daya
Morris.
Album. I've only been listening to Maren Morris.
That's
I
a
was
good
catching
album.
Pokemon and. For like hours and probably listened to her album like 6 times through. And I was like, well, here goes my
favorite
spot.
Song.
Which one? I sent it to you. It's that Just Another Thing. Thing is my favorite one.
I could
I
use
love
songs.
Once,
doing a,
I could use a
video
love song
for
great. Did I tell you I made a Country Queens Power Hour?
Yeah, I'm very interested in that.
So I got a lot of Shania.
When should I fly up?
Probably not
What's
too
that say
soon.
On the front of the
This
cake?
Is my name.
Corey, huh? Would you look at
did
that?
Did they spell it right?
Yeah.
Imagine if they it was, had a typo.
What does this do?
Don't. Oh,
Why?
My God. You think you twist, first of all.
How do you?
You twist.
Oh, yeah, you're
Just
right.
read the instructions.
Can I do it?
Yeah.
So we have a party popper. And
so you're not even going to let me
oh,
do
I
the party popper
well,
on my birthday.
You do it, and I'll do this one.
Wow.
Can we do it at the same time?
This Add is like a weird, days. Like...
3, 2... Fun.
That was fun.
That
you
was
were right.
Actually fun. I wonder if this has some. Here, you can try to do that.
I don't know how to do
you
it.
You don't. Well, then.
Well,
you know,
give it to me though. Okay. I'll figure it out. I'm a real boy. Okay. Well, it's a popper.
It's poppers. We got you poppers.
Toilet paper and hold the popper firmly upright with both hands. This sounds dangerous.
This is.
I don't even know.
Try
it's a twist. Oh, I don't think they were expecting it to be that big. It's stuck in the rafters.
Oh, my God. It's in. Oh, it's not in my coffee, but it is in my water. How dare you? Oh, my God. That gave me a fright.
Yeah, that was. Well, I mean, that should have been the end of the episode. But we still have 10 more minutes of chat.
No, I also have a gift for you.
What?
I got you a little gift.
What is this? Literally is a signed copy of the paperback version of Binge. I know it.
Do
this
you know that? Wait, first talk about the beautiful wrapping.
Oh my
it is cute.
God,
show the people.
It's confetti.
I got it at Target.
It's got
wrapping.
Oh, you know what else they sell at Target?
What do they sell?
Paperback version of Binge. I do remember.
It is weighty. Isn't
I do
it?
Remember your editor. That it was weighty, and well,
what makes you think I would sign it?
And I would say, oh, this has got a weight to it.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna have to check a whole new
now,
bag. When
now,
I
what's
fly
on
home.
Top of that wrapping?
Well, it's a pink bow.
Show the people.
Oh, it's a gorgeous pink bow.
Gorgeous, even.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
Do you want to wear the bow?
Yes.
Maybe you'll have a bow mint.
A bow.
It's like a bow moment. Can I continue opening now?
No, you kind of fucked everything up.
Well,
I
took
guess
the
I can
sticky
do.
Part off.
No. Okay, you can open.
I'm rustling the paper for the at-home listeners who can't see.
How giving.
This isn't Binge.
Get ready. It's a complete guide to all 700 Pokemon.
What?
And then there's one page with a gift to help you get that Pokemon.
Oh, my God. That's the one I want.
Talk about it. Show
oh
it.
Oh, my God. It's the Tyranitar. Is this so I can spend it on...
So you can buy incubators.
Like, incubators?
I got him an iTunes gift card.
Oh, my God. This is
actually
way
a good gift,
better
and I'd
than
like to
Binge.
Borrow that.
Yeah, this is so good.
How many pages is it?
It's thick.
Talk about Tyranitar.
Oh, my God. I saw... So someone was tweeting at us the other day.
But this is all the 700. These are ones that we're not even going to have. So it's kind of nice because, look, you know how, like, Oddish has... Or you know how, like, Poliwag has... goes Poliwag, Poliwhirl.
You know
and then it can
I don't
go Poliwrath,
know this.
Or it can go to that Toad one.
You know I don't know any of
okay,
this.
Okay, well, some of them, I'm sure, we've been evolving and we've been wasting our candy.
Oh, my God.
So it's good to know what's coming. This so you is, can just save your candy.
Now I just... All I want to do is look at this and what? Not talk to the people at home.
Well, she got
I don't
you
even
a good
know
gift,
who
then.
Any of these are.
Well, she looked elegant.
Oh, my God. Look, a little
I know.
Cluffa.
Well, they're in alphabetical order, which I don't quite
oh,
support.
Oh, what?
It's kind of a dumb system.
You have confetti in your hair. It's
you
like the
you
pink
You want to come
song.
Get it out?
It's like the pink song. Oh,
thank you.
This is a really good gift.
I'm not a gift giver.
No.
I am in no way good wow. at gifts, but look at me go.
Wow. You're just, I mean.
Speaking of Migo.
Migo?
Migos? Is that a band?
Mykonos?
Mykonos. No, Migos.
Sure. What Drop about
top? Top
oh,
stop?
Yeah, that, yeah, yeah.
That's
Beauty
all.
And the...
Crop top.
Drop top. Drop. Ice drop.
When I went to... So I just...
All I think about when I hear that song is that Noah Cyrus song where she cries and it got...
And I hate the bloop.
I hate it.
Musicals.
I hate it. I won't listen to it and it's not going to be in the Power
I
Hour.
Love the whole song, but the bloop ruins
right.
it for me.
The bloop. Can we get one without a bloop?
Yes. People at home.
This good gift you got me is just stressing me out because your birthday's coming up and now I have to find
you know,
you
I don't
a
like
gift.
I don't even like to get gifts.
Well, I mean, your birthday doesn't fall on a Tuesday this year, which means there's not a Psychobabble episode on your birthday.
Well, then how are we going to celebrate?
You were like, you were doing Deborah and Jackie with that.
Oh, my God. Remember?
Yeah, do it. I think
oh my God.
A pushback nose is your look.
You know when I used to think an underbite would be my look?
So wait, not to bring Donald Trump back into this,
yeah.
but does he have an underbite?
That's a very good question.
I watched
if he does, I think I'd find him sexier. Donald
wow.
Trump. Underbite?
I watched the joint
it's not
address.
An autocomplete.
Well, first of all, I watched the joint address last week at yeah. this point, and the whole time I kept thinking, does he have an underbite? And why does he keep stressing the wrong word? He's kind of giving me,
well, I did search Donald Trump underbite. Yeah. So it's giving me
the best
answer. No, it's giving me the answer I'm looking for. But it does kind of look like he's got some type of underbite.
He does. I think he does. He looks like one of those fish.
Now, would you rather?
That's got an underbite.
What did you call? What did you watch? What's it called?
Little Women Atlanta.
No.
You know, that's
the presidential thing.
The joint address.
Joint address. Would you rather watch the joint address or would you rather have a joint in a dress?
I'm smoking it or just holding smoking the joint? I guess I would rather smoke it in a dress than watch the joint address.
Now I'm watching. You know, I'm imagining you watching the joint address with a joint in a dress.
I would want like one of the long like cigarettes.
Wow.
If I was going to be like fancy.
Do you have that?
No. But you know my roommate, like I was ready to watch.
Birthday 52, get ready. Your long joint.
The night of that address, so my cable, like, lets me watch some shows at the same time as they air on the East Coast, which is the best thing about my new cable.
Mm-hmm.
And I was all ready to watch the Real World Road Rules Challenge. And then I had to watch the joint address. Are you kidding?
Speaking of Real World Road Rules Challenge, what I would like, I mean, I'm putting it out into the universe.
Okay.
2017, if there's one thing you can give me, it's a Real World Road Rules type challenge show. But instead of Real World Road Rules, it's Drag Race Prince Charming.
Oh, I thought you were going to say YouTubers Miners.
No.
Mine's dead.
2014. Yeah,
Mine's
Christ,
dead.
Christ, YouTube's dead.
Elevated.
No, I want drag queens from the past seasons, all in drag.
Yeah. Why don't they just do a Real World Road Rules challenge drag queens only? Who needs the Prince Charming boys?
Well, because there needs to be some type of...
like jocks rivalry versus queens?
But I guess now that... what? Now that...
Oh, mine had a little dangle still, too.
Yeah, honey.
Oh, there it goes.
No, now that Drag Race is going to VH1, I guess they're abandoning Prince Charming.
Whoa.
You know it's going to VH1, right?
Yeah, I read that this
morning. On Friday nights. What kind of...
Oh, it was a Friday?
Yeah, it kind of ruins my week.
I didn't even check the calendar.
Yeah, it's not...
Are you sure?
I don't know how much...
I think it's on a Thursday. I could be wrong.
Friday night. Guess what? When I was walking into the... So I went to the Vanity Fair Oscar party. And as I was walking in...
And you didn't see Sarah or Katie.
Listen to this. As I was walking in...
I saw people you know take a picture with Sarah.
That's what I'm telling
the
story.
And you didn't even do that.
So Pentatonix, they were like, do you want to go first or we'll go first? I said, y'all go first. I need to check my hair. Which I am appalled.
Walk the carpet first?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm appalled that if you organize a carpet... It's so simple. Just put a full-length mirror at the front of every carpet.
You would
no
think.
Carpet I've ever been to has that. It's like,
let's invite carpets
smart.
For our Herdwell hoedown.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the Pentatonix people went through first.
Okay.
And I'm doing my carpet moment. Mm-hmm. And I get to the Pentatonix people after my carpet moment. And they're like, you just missed Sarah Bareilles.
See,
I go,
this just makes me furious.
I guess I could have like hunted her down, but it's like.
So what you're saying is crowded. Bring her in. Where is she?
She's not here.
Oh. This is the worst birthday ever.
But there, you do have one final gift.
I do.
Mm-hmm.
Is it that pinata that's been?
Okay, coming? I guess two final gifts. So first,
is it a final?
Can we actually? Can we play with the pinata?
Is it a final gif or a final gift?
I'd like this to descend, please.
Does it descend?
Oh yes.
Oh shit.
Yeah, I need some theme music, Corey.
My bum 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 bum. Do you think there's sex toys in there?
Well, I know what's in there.
Is there something in it?
Yeah, you're gonna have to beat it to open it, honey.
Are you being for real?
100%. We need
what if I just use this bottle?
That's not gonna help you. We have a violent item on hand.
This is a nice set we have. What if?
Oh, here you go, Corey.
Oh,
that's
my
for you.
God.
Now
this
you
is a
stand
weighty,
up.
This is a weighty bat.
Stand up, hon.
This is how someone gets hurt.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm going to scoodle doodle.
Oh, my God.
I need you to not hit anything except what you're trying to hit.
Just the pinata?
Well, yeah, I'm not saying.
What if it like flies over there?
Wait, explain to the people at home what the pinata is.
It's a rainbow. It should be a double rainbow.
Well, great. I'm sorry to disappoint. Hit it. 3, 2, fun. Okay, well, you were... it emerges again.
Back for more.
No, you have to hit it until it comes out. Hit it. Corey. Goodies and treats.
Oh, my God.
I'm a little bummed you didn't let me hit it.
It's not your birthday.
Actually,
I'm gonna
still,
have a reason.
It's still dangling.
Oh my god. I don't think we should. I don't even want to be near this when you're hitting it.
Ready, Freddy?
Yeah.
Will you count me down?
3, 2, 1.
Well,
fun.
Like a little bit of a better rhythm.
Oh my god. Yep, 3, 2, 1.
Oh. Yeah, bitch.
I can't. Wow.
Got it. Nailed it.
I can't believe.
And you have one final gift.
What?
It's in the cake.
No.
You have to go in it.
Are you being serious?
Uh-huh.
Why? You know,
but
I love.
You have to use your fingers.
You know,
your
I
little fingies.
You know, I love fun.
Well, first, I guess I kind of want some.
How many fingers?
Don't do it like that. I guess I hate what you're up to.
This is a perfectly good cake.
Have some of that.
That people would have eaten.
Well, what's stopping them? Wow, you.
Is there something really in here? Or are you lying?
No, get it. It's, you have to look for it.
Oh my god. I don't believe you. You're lying.
I promise you there's something in it. I actually promise you.
You are lying.
Why would I lie?
I'm like fisting a cake.
What's wrong with that?
You just ruined
We can cut around where you fingered
you
it.
Just ruined this whole cake.
How did I ruin it?
People were gonna eat it.
Who?
All of these people. They're so mad at you now for ruining this.
We can eat around the side, like a donut. You just made it a donut cake is more what happened. Actually,
well,
I would like some. Can I?
Is there something in there or
yes,
not?
Yes, I told you there is.
You're lying.
Okay.
Promise on our friendship. Pinky promise.
I couldn't do that.
Pinky promise.
Yeah,
that's how I know you're lying. Wow.
Well, I just swallowed some confetti.
Can't believe I just, this is my angle.
Well, Corey.
Wow, what another.
I wish you the best.
What another great episode.
Anything you want to tell the people at home?
I want to say, don't bother me.
What? What do you want for your birthday from them? Augusta cake part is really good.
I mean, I just want them
I want
to celebrate
frosting.
My birthday by taking care of themselves.
Oh,
you know,
God.
I'm a giver. Mm-hmm. Have a mental health day. Follow me on Twitter.
You know what they should follow?
What?
Psychobabble
on Twitter. Yeah. It's got its own Twitter now.
Every day.
I don't even know who's running it.
Neither do I.
I think it's fan-made.
It's really anybody, truly.
Wow. Oh.
Can we get that verified?
Yeah, I'll work on it.
Okay, great. So, Corey, where can people find you on the internet?
At Corey Cool, KoreyKuhl.
Are you going to find what's in there or
There's
no?
nothing in it, and you're lying.
And you can find me, Tyler Oakley, TylerOakley. And be sure to subscribe to the podcast and tune in every week. And good luck with your lives.
Have a good day.
Happy birthday, Core.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.